Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. On Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios with Sarah Kroger. Learn all about her at sarahkroger.com. Sarah, thanks so much for being on today.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be with you today and chat. Now,
we're going to answer the number one question on everybody's mind out of the box. It's not the grocery store.
No. I mean, to my knowledge, my family is from Cincinnati, where Kroger was founded. So I feel like there's got to be a connection somewhere, but not to my knowledge. We haven't found it all these years. Maybe a great aunt will die someday and give me $1 million and I'll just be like thrilled, you know?
But okay, this is not where the interview was going to go, but we're going to go here for a second, Sarah. I was listening to a podcast a couple weeks ago. I was traveling. I don't even remember the name of the podcast. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All that, and what I'm telling you is going to give away a little bit of the type of podcast it was, but that's fine too. It was talking about DNA testing.
Oh.
And so there's this DNA stuff that will just trace. It'll find all kind of people. Kroger, if you're listening, we're coming
Let's
for that
do
bag.
It. We're coming,
coming for that bag, Sarah. Kroger.
The badge that I'll wear into Kroger stores so they know she's a part of the Kroger family.
Well,
there's
the
got to be like
things.
Something. Yeah, for sure.
Well, we're talking so just for a minute before we got started here today. You're originally from Florida, and I couldn't find it. That's okay. But you're in Nashville now, right?
Yes. Yep.
So we're going to call you a Nashvillian for today.
Sure.
And we're
I've been here like almost 8 years, so I feel like that's totally
enough.
Plausible.
All right. So we got some fun facts about Nashville. Some fun facts about Nashville that if you don't know these things, you're going to know them and you're going to be smarter, I think, than most Nashville people today, because I dug pretty deep. Let's see what happens. There are two polar bear statues that have been moved around the city for almost 100 years.
Polar bear statues.
It was part, so about 100 years ago, there was this frozen custard shop. I don't know the name of it. It doesn't matter. It's been gone almost 100 years. Nobody cares. And apparently it wasn't very good then either. So didn't make it. And so it's a frozen custard shop. Well, there are these two polar bear statues that were in front of this custard shop.
Wow.
The people were so attached to them. It's at some park, and I can't remember the name of the park either, but it's there. You can Google it.
I gotta find them now.
Go get some pictures.
My husband
with
is a fan of polar bears, so I'm
is
like,
he?
Let's go. Yeah, he loves them. Let's go.
If I don't see this on the Instagram soon, just know I'm upset.
It's gonna be
I'm
your
calling
doing.
Off the Kroger pursuit at that point. Another thing I read about was the Nashville curse. Have you heard of the Nashville curse before?
No.
All right. I dug pretty deep here. All right.
This is
Nashville
deep.
Curse. There was an 80s band called Jason and the Nashville Scorchers.
Okay.
Well, as they got going, they removed the name Nashville from their name. So I guess they were Jason and the Scorchers. Since that point, which is a stupid name anyway.
Jason and the Scorchers.
Yeah, as they're talking through, like, hey, I don't think our name's working. In their mind, it was the Nashville part. It's like, no, the old name's terrible. But anyway, Jason and the Scorchers, when they took Nashville out of their name, since the 80s, no Nashville rock band sold 1 million records until, are you ready for this one? Paramore.
Really? Wow. I don't think I even realized that Paramore was a Nashville band. Honestly.
I don't know. That's just what the thing said.
That's incredible.
Sarah,
and they broke the curse.
Yeah, I need to tell you this on the front end too. I don't vet these facts. None of this, all this could be lies.
Totally false.
So there may not be polar bears anywhere in Nashville.
Well, but we're going to search for them. We're going to search for them. Well, we're going to let you know.
I can't wait to hear. I can't wait to hear about this. There was a hotel in Nashville called the Maxwell House Hotel. You may have had a coffee at some point in your life. Maxwell House Coffee.
Yep.
And their catchphrase is good to the last drop. A president is the one that coined that phrase because he used to stay at the Maxwell House Hotel. Unvetted facts. Everybody, just telling you what I read on the internet.
Wow. On the internet.
A president sat there, he drank their coffee, and he said, this is good to the last drop. That president was Teddy Roosevelt.
He
used to hang out in Nashville drinking Maxwell House coffee at the actual Maxwell House Hotel. It's not there
Maxwell
either.
Maxwell House Coffee came from Nashville?
The hotel was there.
Wow.
Unvetted. Don't
unvetted.
Throw this out.
I know. I'm like stunned by all these facts.
You throw
Listen,
the people you throw these facts out to, you're going to want them to not have a real deep knowledge of Nashville. You're going to do it to people in, you know, Texas somewhere. They won't have a clue.
Here's the thing about me. I'm real gullible, so I'm believing every word you're saying. I'm like, wow, Maxwell House came from Nashville, and Teddy Roosevelt was here, and it was amazing.
Listen, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Any misleadings are completely accidental.
I got heaven on my mind. I got people waiting by. Close my eyes and I can see. Dancing on them golden streets. Got me dreaming of the day. Stay till I see that welcome sign. I ain't even gonna lie.
Shining through, these birds are singing too. I'm happy to be with it, but can't wait for trumpet sounds. Oh Lord, I'm so grateful that today I am alive, but until the end of time. Way. Hey, how you been?
It's been a while, and I'm just checking in. I miss the way things used to be back in 2017, and I just miss my friend. Hey, I've been fine. I've been struggling to find some peace of mind. It's the problem of a nation, and in our generation, we're too busy. We can't find the time. Are we busy, or is it all a lie? We got dust on our bubbles, brand new iPhones. No wonder why we feel this way. We walk with our eyes closed, blindly in blindfolds, and I'm done with those idols and dusty Bibles. Just miss my friend. But we got the
Again, we're here with Sarah Kroger on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. We're not here to talk about polar bears or coffee. We're here to talk about your story a little bit, Sarah. Sarah, what got you into music to begin with?
I love this already, by the way. It's good. So fun to hear little tidbits about Nashville that could or could not be true. I got into music because my parents were involved in music ministry from before I was born. So it was kind of like not an option to not be involved. We were kind of like pastor's kids in that way, always at church from sun up till sundown. It felt like either hanging out in their office playing games or at a church service or something, volunteering at the children's choir, or taking, you know, piano lessons or voice lessons, just always involved in music. I loved music. I really loved music, but it was just always a part of my life. It just was non-negotiable, you know. And slowly but surely just kind of found my own way in it, you know, and started volunteering at my church when I was in high school and kind of like made it my own. But before that, I mean, I was terrified to sing in front of people for the longest time. Cause I was bullied a lot in elementary school. And so I felt like it was a precious like gift to me. It was this thing that I just didn't want anyone else to tear down. Like they had torn the rest of me down. And so I kind of hid it away for many, many years and then went to a youth conference and had a kind of deeper conversion to my faith. And there was someone there that was speaking to the whole room, but it felt like he was speaking just to me. And he said, if you have a gift from God and you're not using it, you're denying the glory of God within you. And I felt so called out in that moment. I felt like God was either lovingly tapping me on the shoulder or like shaking me like, Sarah, wake up. Like this gift is not just for you. And so I went back to my church and I started kind of making it my own and realizing this is a gift. It's not meant for just me, and started volunteering. And and then it just blossomed into this other whole thing that I can't even imagine doing anything else now. But back in the day, it all started because my parents had a deep love for it and kind of set the foundation for us. And I'm really grateful for that. Music has been such a gift to my life, you know, as many people probably who listen to this podcast can agree and attest to, you know.
How old do you think you were when you went to that youth conference?
I was a junior in high school, so maybe like 17, 16. Yeah. And it was honestly, and I do a lot of youth conferences now in the summer, and they're just so impactful still to this day. There's just something about summer and getting out of school, being out of school, being out of your rhythm, being out of the norm, being away from your home, and just being able to enter into something like that. God still does some powerful things at those conferences. I love them every year when they come around, and we're gearing up to do some in a few weeks. Like the same conference that I had a conversion to my faith at, I get to go lead worship at now, all these years later. And so it's just such a full circle moment every time I get to do that, but so impactful. God is so good in that way. So
it really is incredible how you talked about just the difficulties of people, you know, as you're coming through and growing up and all that looks like, and how really God, because I had a similar story, is even musically having, you know, and it's like, you know, God gives us, and I'm not saying everybody's the same, but he gives us these little gifts that set us apart almost, to say, you know, they don't know what they don't know, and they may have a season of theirs, but what they don't know is what I've put within you. And that's a beautiful story. And it's one, it'll resonate. I know that.
Yeah. I mean, every single person, I really believe this with my whole heart. Every person has a piece of God's glory in them that they're made to shine in a specific way. And that only you can give to the world in the way that you're made to give it to the world, you know? And I just think that that's such a beautiful, it's very, freeing for me, because sometimes, especially in this day and age, it's so easy to compare yourself to other people and feel like you have to be like someone else in order to be seen or accepted or successful. And it's just like, dude, you just got to be you. You just got to show up as you, because God has given you what you need to give this gift to the world and to share it in a beautiful, unique way. He's given you all that you need. It's within you already, you know? So
man, Psalm 139 for me is a huge impactful, set of verses, 13 through 16 specifically. And we hear people quote, you know, he knit you together in your mother's womb. He formed your most inward parts. And he did. Absolutely. He designed us literally and specifically, just like you're saying. But the, you know, verse 16 talks about how he formed the days for us when as yet there was none of them. And so to me, it's exactly what you're talking about. It's this beautiful thing of he designs you.
Yeah.
And then he designed these days.
Yeah.
Like, and plugs your design into these days to just unfold it all around you. And you're right. Like, the world around us wants us to be the same. And I scream from the mountaintops. No. Who did God make you to be? Who did he make you to be? And he gave you something special.
Exactly.
To live like out. That. So beautiful.
Still got a couple problems, never seem to solve them. I keep thinking I'm letting you down. Still ain't making you proud. Still, why am I trying? Spinning my wheels up 100-mile hill, sliding back down till I'm stuck here in a standstill. But oh, that's when I remember he's working on me. So long, list of all the times you don't win. Trying to get it right, ain't getting it right. Still, always hating how that feels. But let me tell you,
Every rebel in the church got a story like yours, till they read about grace in a verse and a couple red words come alive. And you realize he's working on me, still changing me piece by piece, still making me better, gonna do his thing, don't care how long it takes, till all I know is I don't care if it's a little cliche to say that I'm a sinner saved by grace, cause I need more every day, that's why. When I'm hurting, my God's still working. When I'm reaching, when I'm searching, my God's still working. When I'm broken, hurting, when I'm still searching, my God's still working. When I'm stranded, reaching, I am believing, my God is, he's working on me.
Trying to reclaim my sanity. Nothing in my veins but vanity. It's the same old, same old. You told me it's your battle, God, so I need you to fight. Cause if I'm gonna live, then there's some things I need to die. My ego, my pride, my grip on my life. Throw it all into the fire and leave no survivors. My sympathies, tell the old me I'm not listening. He can call, but I'm not listening to the same old, same old. My ego, my pride, my grip on my life. Throw it all into the fire and leave no survivors. Doctor, get me closer to the light. Somebody tell my enemies there's nowhere left to hide. You told me it's your battle, God, so I need you to fight. Cause if I'm gonna live, then there's some things I need to die.
Into the atmosphere, Spirit of God, you're here. You have all authority. I pray over my heart and mind. I am healed by your stripes. Your blood declares that I am free. In the mighty name of Jesus, calling on the power of heaven, I proclaim every weapon formed against me. In my
Well, I'm a-